16:17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God sent his Son. Oh, the love of God is manifested in the form of his Son. And we can go on the whole day talking about the love of God in Christ Jesus. It's always a privilege and an honor to invite the man of the hour. I know the man, you know the man. Let's put our hands together as we stand and welcome our beloved pastor, Paul Harrington.
Thank you.
Praise
the Lord. The only man is Jesus, amen? Praise Jesus. We give him all the glory, we give him all the praise, we give him all the thanks, for he's a good God, amen? Alright, so we're happy to see everybody in the house of the Lord. You missed some today. Your artist, Edith, she had to go and do what you call the procedure. But she'll be back home today. Sister Hamilton is in the hospital. We went and visited her. She's at home now. Praise the Lord. And she's at home. Praise God. Amen. God is good. I said God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are so very happy to have all of you in the house of the Lord. We want to just give God praise and thanks for Sister Edith already. We went and pray for Minister Danny and myself when we pray for Sister to Hamilton, and we are glad that she's home, amen? God is still on the throne, praise the Lord. So we are happy to have everyone in the house of the Lord. Sister June, yes. So I spoke to her also. She had a little surgery, but praise the Lord. Now she's beginning to move around. Sister Janice is gone to England. Praise the Lord. Jonathan, she's going to England, so I've got him up for the Lord over there. And we're happy to have Sister Mary here today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Mary is very much a part of us, you know. We don't see her a lot, but she supports this work here. And praise the Lord for that. And Alita, I got your name correct?
Altia.
Everybody else, praise the Lord. Everybody else, we are so happy to have you. Sometimes I don't know. I gotta trust you for my short term memory to be long term. All right, but praise the Lord. If Joshua is now 44, well, by the way, Shanet was 44 on Saturday, and tomorrow Joshua would be 44. So there's just 3 days, amen? So you still be for him anyway. Praise the Lord. So you can go. Praise God. And so if he's 44, you just got to just think how old I am. Yeah? Hallelujah. Praise God. God is a good God, amen? And he's still on the throne. And we're happy to have him as our father, as our everything and all in all. So Lord, we thank you and praise you for touching and healing Sister Edith, Lord. Praise you and thank you for healing Sister Hamilton. We praise you and thank you for ministering to Sister Joan, Lord. And everyone else that is sick, we pray you're going to touch and heal because you said, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." We praise you for your healing, Lord. Thank you for helping Sister Jennifer, Lord, with her problems too. And Lord, we are praising you and thank you for health. For oh God, when the children of Israel was in the wilderness, they didn't have nobody else but you. No hospital, no doctor but you. You said, Lord, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." And you're our doctor, Lord. You're the one that help us, Lord. And you're the one that provide for us. So you said, "Look unto me and be saved, all end of the earth. For I am God and there is none else." We praise you and thank you for you, Lord. Because we know that you're able to do exceedingly above that which we're able to think or ask. Help us as we wait in your presence. In Jesus' name, and all God's people say,
amen.
Amen. So we're happy to have those that are here. And those that are not here, if you miss them, just give them a call. I call, sometimes I text. You know, we have means of communication now, amen? Something I call, that might be suitable at the same time because of some reason that possibly. Well, text, you have text, you can use the text, amen? Praise the Lord and just say hello, we miss you, or whatever the case, amen? Alright, because we are all one in the Lord. I said we are one in the Lord, we that are serving God. Aren't you glad you're serving the Lord? Let me tell you something, brethren. One of these days, it will all be over. I said one of these days, it will be all will be over. When the songwriter put this way, just one glimpse of Him in glory will all the what? Thoughts of life repeat. But once you're in this world, once you're in this world here, right? Once you're in this world, there's going to be battle. There's going to be struggle. There's going to be situation. But thank God, we're looking for a better country. Hallelujah. Whose builder and maker is God. It doesn't finish here. I said it doesn't finish here. So you know, after serving the Lord for a long period of time, some of you that are serving the Lord, I know I was listening to Sister Shanette, how she's kind of thinking now, maybe because she's getting up there. There's a lot of things you don't bother so much about. Basic matters, amen? I said the basis is what you need now, praise the Lord. You have health, you have strength, you have peace. Praise the Lord. Certain things money can't buy. I said money can't buy certain things. And as you age, certain things don't bother me now. As you age, you know the most important thing now, you start thinking now, maybe long term, eternally. Amen? And I pull my last breath, where am I going to spend eternity? Praise the Lord. Now some of you will be getting back, you know, your according to a little knowledge of mine, I'm not too versed in it. President Trump did some kind of thing with the tax, right, or whatever. But I don't think it affects the church. I don't think so. The kind of, he's got a lot of church people around me. I don't think it affects the church. So you'll be getting back your the contribution, the amount of contribution you made towards the church, so that will help you somewhat with your tax, right? We want to thank our treasurer office and Sister Shanette, the secretary, who have helped us to get up. Those things take time to do, amen? So let's give the Lord a hand for the Lord, for them, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you get yours, let's trust the Lord to give us something good. So it can help when you can give another tithe out of that too. Praise God. Once you give to the Lord what the Lord does, He gave back to you how? Good measure. Press down. Shake it again and run over. I was watching a short film. You know something? I'm short film. And something that I was watching there kind of caught my attention. It's kind of emotional. This boy was in love with this girl. And like the boy was poor, looking for a job. And he had a hole in the vest. And she tell the boy, well, you can't really mind me. Yeah, because the boy poor, right? You got a job and you can't really make it with me, so she break up with the boy. And the boy was so hard. Maybe that situation drive him to do whatever he had to do, forget to get money. And he did the right thing. He did the right thing. So her first one, she said, "Come on, because you can't really." I think she was trying. Then you can't really take care of me, so. Praise the Lord. But when I was going to get married, my wife told me, maybe if you're feeling right. at that time in my life. So the boy went on, you know, he went on. You know, many of us would like to hear a story like this. He went on and she married an ex-person, and I think she met him. That same story. She said, this man worked for X amount of money, he's going to take care of me, right? Whatever. Plus, she was there, this boy that she didn't want no contact with, like, you know, because he was poor. He passed by, and she watching him. Then her husband came up and said, and he called the man that she separated from the boy, he called him boss. You saw that? The boss? Is he boss? Yes, she said, he's the person who runs this whole thing. He was like, listen, and he said, and this man will tell her now, you know, this man had a girlfriend, and because he's poor, and he's, you know, and because he's poor. So, you know, here, listen, there is changes in life, you know. When you're serving the Lord, you wouldn't be at one place all the days of your life. Amen? And many of us, maybe we can say that, we that are serving the Lord. I can remember Sister Madre. You know who Sister Madre? Sister Madre is Sister Mary Mother. Sister Madre and didn't have very much. I don't think she would mind me saying this. They didn't have very much in life. She was selling the market, and she was so generous. If you go to the market, she's selling maybe a shallot, or she's selling whatever. And you go, she'll pick up some and give you. That's how they love Sister Madre, see. And I see Sister Madre, like, she lived for the Lord, and to my knowledge, and she do whatever she got to do for the Lord. And like, she trust God to bring up her children in the Lord. And they are now in America. Amen. I said they are in America. Amen. And Sister Mary is serving the Lord, her children are serving the Lord. Yeah. Lionel, no Lionel. He comes here. He serve. He do what he have to do. And Sister Madre, she's still in church, right? Doing service to the Lord. I think she was 80. She celebrated her 80th birthday the other day. I went to her birthday. What I'm trying to say, you might start off, you know, especially in the Lord, you start off at the bottom. But if you keep on living to serve the Lord and keep on working to please the Lord, and they're going to come in and watch back. And you're going to say, thank God I held on. Thank God I live to please the Lord. Thank God I work to please the Lord. Because today, things are far different. Amen? No wonder the songwriter says, show me where you brought me from. Amen? Show me where you brought me from. And we always ought to look back and give God praise and thanks for where He brought us from. Some of us could have been drunkards. Some of us could have been addicts. Some of us maybe wouldn't be together. Marriage-wise. We had gone doing all things that is maybe contrary to God's word. But because of the Lord. Amen? I said because of the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless some of us. We don't have very much, you know, as other people have because of our way of life. But still, the Lord is blessing us. And our needs are being met. Aren't you happy about that? What a good God we are serving. He's able to take nothing and make something out of nothing. You know how we got on this stream. But let me continue talking. Remember our own lives. If you heard my testimony, I was bad to the bone. And when you have your children, trust God to raise them up in the ways of the Lord. Amen? And my parents weren't Christians, so how could they ever raise me up in the ways of the Lord? You know, I got saved about 15 and a half. About 15 years, 6 months. And there I began to learn things. Praise the Lord. And then, I didn't know very much at all because I kind of a waste my life. But praise the Lord, I came into the kingdom of God and I began to do whatever I could have done. I trust God. Of course, I'm not perfect. I trust Him to live to please Him and work to please Him and do whatever I can. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our time. At 21 years of age, got married. This sister was only about 17. she was just a teenager, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And things were not to the best with us. But God is a good God. Amen. I said God is a good God. Amen. From nothing. We hardly had anything. And God help us. Keep on living to please God. Keep on working to please God. And today, by the grace of God, all our needs are being supplied. Amen. Amen. We're not millionaire, guy. We're not American millionaire, but what the Lord promises to supply? All our what? Needs. And there are certain needs nobody can supply but God. Nobody can give you eternal life but God. Nobody can give you peace of mind but God. Amen? Nobody can give you true satisfaction or fulfillment. So those of you who are living for the Lord and sometimes things get rough, sometimes things get tough, you keep on living to please God. Keep on working to please God, and God will reward you. I said God will reward you because He's a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek Him. Amen? Don't you ever give up on the Lord. Don't you ever give up. Don't, no matter what happened, no matter how things get, no matter how rough things get, keep on living for the Lord. Amen? I said keep on living for the Lord. Amen? So we didn't have very much in life. I had a bicycle. What the bicycle in Kalai? And I used to be on the bicycle. Where we have to go certain way, I on the bicycle. My wife and Joshua think they're back or front something. She goes, PV3, right? Probably. Bicycle we had. So there we go. How about we go on the bicycle? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. We're not very much in our home or whatever. We had one kerosene stove. You know them kerosene stove when the suck come up over. You have to keep up. But praise the Lord. The Lord help us. That's such an excellent. What we didn't get, Joshua was able to get. We never owned a car, but Joshua was able to get a car. Amen? We bought him a car. He had a car, he had a minibus. He had another car. By the Lord's help, we tried to give it to him. Amen? Amen. Sometimes when you come up, you know, you come up in life in such a way that you think, man, I don't want my children to have to go through what I went through, right? You try to give them the best, right? Amen? Amen. Amen. And children, you'll be very grateful to your parents when they make tremendous sacrifice to give you. And nowadays, I want this, I want that, Never God provide you the prayer, amen? I want Nike, and I want this, and I want that. You know Nike is come? You gotta work for it, amen? I don't want this, and I thank God for your parents when they're helping you out. Be grateful and thankful to them, amen? And honor them. Because God use them to help you. So I tell them back home there, just as I tell this church. Because I regard this church as being, the people in this church, I don't see you just as their brethren or what I see as children. I see as children.
Amen.
Children of this church. I'm the spiritual father and I honestly see as children. What I tell my physical at home, I said, one thing I want from you only, live to please God, work to please God.
Amen?
Me not asking them for nothing more. Live to please God, work to please. What I tell you here now, spiritual friend, what I tell you, me not asking for nothing more. I never ask anybody in this church, and I wouldn't do it. Say, no, brethren, give me a smile. Please say, no, you pass away. Never. And I wouldn't. I'm not here to get what you got. I'm here to help you by the grace of God. To do what? Live to please God. If you forget everything else about this pastor, remember this one. Remember these two things that I teach you. Live to please God and what? Work to please God. It will take a little time. But eventually God will help you. And you need to be grateful and thankful to the Almighty. This is all about the Lord. Not about me. Not about you. It's about the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now we sing a song. Look what the Lord has done. That is correct. Amen? Look what the Lord has done. We need to give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the thanks. And some of you might be saying, well, little pastor, look at me. I hardly got anything in life. You ain't got much. And I'm not recognizing what. Forget about that. Once you have God, once you're serving the Lord, you're a child of God. Amen?
Amen?
That means that you're important. Once you're serving the Lord, you are a bond slave of the Lord. You're a servant of Christ. You're an ambassador for Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That makes you an important person. Praise the Lord. And I believe men, other people can testify to that we keep on living for the Lord. We keep on working for the Lord. We may not have much in life, but the Almighty God bless us and give us whatever little we have. Amen? So to him be all the what?
Glory.
All the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Lord, bless us as we continue to wait in your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. So what should be our purpose in life? No? What was Jesus our Lord's purpose? Alright. St. John 8:29. This is our Lord Jesus speaking. He who sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I always do those things that what? Please him. What was Jesus our Lord's purpose in life? To please Father God. Amen? And what Paul the Apostle tells us? in 1 Thessalonians 2:4. Our purpose is to please God, not people. Everybody got that?
Amen.
Our purpose is not to please people, it's to please the Almighty God. What the Bible says, work out your what? Own salvation. With what? Fear and trembling. Now I want, by the grace of God, I'm teaching you that each one of us is to be connected to the Lord. Thank God for the church, thank God for the minister, thank God for all the elders and the brethren, but you are to be connected to the Lord. The Lord said, I am the vine. Amen?
Amen.
Ye are the branches. He that abides in me and the same, he that abides in me and...
My word abides in
me. No.
No.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in the same bring forth what? Much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. The another one says, if you abide in me, my word abides in you. That's what you will and shall be done, right? So the important thing is to be abiding in the Lord. Now, anybody know what it means abide in the Lord?
Stay.
Remain, that's correct. Now, let me show you what means abide in the Lord. Everybody here abiding in the Lord? Huh? No, you can't try it. Is that you're abiding? You're not abiding? Trust in God, right? All right. 1 John 3:22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment. Look at the commandment now. That we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you believe that he came and he died for you, he's buried, the third day, and rose again from the dead?
Yes.
Now, do you still believe that?
Yes.
You must not only believe it, but you must continue to believe that Jesus Christ came and what? Died for you, he was buried, and on the third day, he arose again from the dead. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now, what is the two commandments the Lord has given to us? Love the Lord and God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Now what? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Now if we keep these two commandments, that means we're living according to God's word. We're pleasing him. We need to what? Believe and continue to believe that Jesus Christ came and what? Died for us. He was buried on the third day. He arose again from death. We need to love God and love our fellow men. Now how are we going to love God and love our fellow men? You think we in ourselves can do that? Some people may be given such a hard time saying, you might see in your mind, or I might tell them, I don't like the head. You ever hear that term? Whether God like the head, whether the head got here for it or not, probably still not like the head. Now, praise the Lord. What the Bible teaches us? The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Spirit. Amen? Amen? Now that love is inside of you. A fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. So through the love of God that is in your heart, now you're to what? Love God and love your fellow men, right? So love God and love your fellow men. Because that love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Spirit of God. Amen? So you can do it. God will never ask you to do something that you can't do. You're to believe and continue to believe that Jesus Christ came and died for you, buried, tore the rose again from death. Then to love God, love your fellow men with the love that he put in your heart. Amen? Don't tell yourself you can't. God said for you to do it, and he put the love in your heart for you to love God and love your fellow men. Amen?
Amen.
Now hear what the next verse says now. 24. And he that keepeth his commandments, what is his commandment? Are you following me? What is his commandment? To believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, which is believe he came and what? Died for you. He was buried in third day and rose again from dead. And what? Love God and love your fellow men. Hear what it says in our word, man. For and he that keepeth his commandment, dwelleth in him and he in him. In other words, when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you begin to dwell in the vine. Right? As you continue to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that came and died for you, was buried and rose again from dead, and love God and love your fellow men, you continue to abide in the vine. In other words, you continue to please God. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? So, we need to do those things. Now, what are some basic things that I was teaching that will help us to continue to live a life that is pleasing to God? I can't get into all of them because of our time factor. But what are some of the things that will help you to really live to please God? We did it Last month, I think I mentioned some of it, and this month is February, so we're going step by step. What we need to do in order to help us become all that God wants us to become. Are we supposed to spend time in the Word of God? Come on, help me. Are we supposed to spend time in the Word of God?
Amen.
Yes. What the Word says, man shall not what? Live by bread alone, but by every. So, the challenge was, read your Bible, God's will on a daily basis. So how many of you been keeping up with that? Just one chapter a day. Everybody been keeping up with that? By the way, does everybody in this church have a Bible? Now you know Bibles are on your phone now, right? Bible is hard to get. Bible is all over the place. So does everyone read at least a chapter a day?
Amen.
We want church to grow. We want to grow. We want blessings. Well, how we get the blessings? Look at what look at the little. All right, this is Vigilez now. This book of the law, this is Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. So, many times our problem is not knowing the Word of God. Our problem is practicing the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, how many times you hear you should read the Word of God? How many times we hear we should read the Word of God? Huh? But do we practice it? Anybody reading the Word one chapter a day? Now, if you haven't, start from today. Amen. So next time I ask anybody, will be reading at least a chapter a day. Amen. Then what's the second thing that will help us? Would prayer help us?
Yeah.
How long Jesus said? What Jesus said? What did he say? Could you not watch room for how long? 1 hour. Now I said start with 15 minutes. How are you doing with the 15 minutes? I can't get me very much to respond now. How are you doing with the 15 minutes?
Yes. Yes.
15 minutes a day. Now you're supposed to reach an hour. Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Aim at the hour, amen? It is amazing to see how we human beings think. We can sit and watch a television, you know, show for 2 hours. But 15 minutes to spend with the Lord, like we don't see, because the devil will be able to fight you. The devil will fight you. He will do all that is possible to keep you away from the Word and keep you away from prayer. Amila, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nice seeing you. Hallelujah. So the devil will do all this in his power to keep you away from the Word and keep you away from prayer. How about fasting? Have you been practicing fasting? These are things that will help you to please God and to be successful in Christian life. Word, prayer, fasting, how about fellowship? How are we doing with our fellowship? Once you can come to the house of the Lord, you should be here. Then we're looking at the third one now, getting involved in the service of the Lord. So, in relation to your service with the Lord now, who are you working to please? Do you know you can either work to please yourself? You can work to please others? You can work to please Satan? Or you can work to please God? Amen? So who are you working to please? Did Jesus our Lord always live and work to please God, His Heavenly Father? Come on, did Jesus our Lord always live and work to please God, His Heavenly Father? Should we do the same? Christ has left us the example, isn't that so? Good. Now does God ask us to work for Him? Colossians 3:23, I don't want to forget this scripture. Put it up on the screen, please, if you could. Colossians 3:23. In bold letters, so that we can remember anytime we're doing something, don't murmur complaints. Say, Lord, I'm doing this for you. Amen. You are here and you're seeing these things. You're seeing whatever big. Colossians 3:23. This is for every one of us. You don't live to please nobody. That's why you know you can go any part in the world and live a Christian life. If you're living to please God, nobody can divert you from that. Any part in the world, you can go and say, listen, I'm going to please God. You go to Guyana, you go to America, you go to Africa, you must, because that is between you and the Lord, right? In relation to pleasing God. Our purpose is to please God, not people. And look at this now. Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. So whatever you're doing, let me start from the bottom to the top, right? When you clean this church, are you cleaning as unto the Lord? Are you just cleaning it, yeah? Then Brian comes and says, oh, why is this place looking good? Huh? Well, sister, who are you? Hello, it's Mary, or it's Lorna, whoever you be. Praise the Lord, great work, man. Or sister, great work, no? You don't do it to be. If people are supposed to be thankful and you know, they should show, supposed to show their appreciation. Say, man, thank God. Sister, you did a good job, amen? But even if they don't say anything, you say, Lord, they see her. They don't, it doesn't matter because I did it as unto you, amen? Amen? So what about the ushers? What about the conveners? What about the worshipers? How about the musician? How about the special sound, the testimony? How about the preacher and teaching? When you're doing it, are you doing it as unto the Lord or are you just doing it to say, for a show? If you're doing it for a show, what the Lord says? You already have your what?
Reward.
You're not nothing else again. So I want you to keep that in mind. Whatever you do, it does unto the Lord. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive what? Power after the Holy Ghost has come from you, and you shall be what? Witnesses unto me. Didn't the Lord say that?
Yes.
Mark 16:15, go into all the world and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28:19, go in there for teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:9 tells us, we are laborers together with God. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So God expects all of us to work for Him. I said God expects all of us to work for Him. I said God expects all of us to work for Him. Amen?
Amen?
Now what does it mean to work for God? I'm working for God. Do you know people could be doing a lot of things and they're really working for God? They're working to be seen of men. They're working to get a praise or a thanks. Whatever you do, doesn't matter whatever you do in the house of the Lord, it's not your workplace. Whatever you do, in order to work to please God, whatever you do must be done as unto the Lord. Amen? Amen? As we were just looking. And whatsoever you do, good heart is the Lord, not unto men. Secondly, it should be done to the best of our ability. When you do anything to the Lord, do you do it to the best of your semi watching and just, no. That's it. No. You know the preparation that it takes to really deliver a true message, a message from God? You think now if preaching was just going to study a lesson and just come and deliver like a teacher in the school, then there's no hard work. But do you know how much it takes to deliver a message? Do you know how much it takes to really sing for the Lord? It takes what? Something called preparation. If you fail to prepare, what? Prepare to fail. You ever heard that? The true preacher, you know, you gotta spend a lot of time in prayer. You gotta spend time in the Word. You gotta ensure that he's in tune with God. People who will sing and people who will work for the Lord have to ensure that they are connected to the divine. Amen? And it should be done to the what? To the best of our ability. Remember the woman, the alabaster box? She broke it and she poured it on Jesus. What was said of her? What was said? Why this waste? You said, leave her alone. She did what she could. And not all of us, you know, have ability to do something, but whatever you do, do to the best of your ability. I said, do to the best of your ability. And Jesus may have to say to others, leave that man or woman alone. She had done, in relation to the woman, she had done what she could. And you must do what you can. Amen? You must be done for the glory of God. When you do anything, does God get glory out of it? Huh? 1 Corinthians 10:21 tells us, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. It must be done with the right motive. And we dealt with that somewhat. It must be done faithfully. Matthew 25:14-30. It must be done how? Faithfully. Now when you go to heaven and God's going to judge. Now some people have churches like maybe 1,000, some 100, some just maybe one scattered. How do you think God is going to judge you? According to the number of people that you had in your church, according to the amount of money that you had? How do you think God, let me hear, how you believe God will judge you in relation to your service for Him? What He said, remember 1 Corinthians 5, 1, 2, and 1, 1, the talents, what He said, well done thou what? Good and, He didn't say successful, He didn't say rich, He didn't say educated, He said well done thou what? Good and faithful servant. And once you're faithful in doing what you're doing for the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're doing the right thing. It must be done to help others. If any man minister or serve, let him do it as with the ability which God gives. When you do it, you do it to the best of your ability. Now, what ability has God given us to do service for Him? Can you remember? We think is the number one. You see, a man could be a brilliant doctor. He could be a brilliant lawyer. He can be the best mechanic, the best carpenter. Right? And you don't have to live. You don't have to live, right? Does he have to live, right? All you have to do is come perform, right? Well, in the church, that's why being a minister or being a child of God and a servant of the Most High God and getting involved is the greatest work. Because the number one way, the most important way that you work for the Lord is your lifestyle. Amen? Doesn't matter how much you can preach, how much you can teach, how much you can sing, how much instrument you can play. It all comes down to your lifestyle. You got to live what you preach. And preach what you live. You got to sing what you live. And live what you sing, right? Amen? Everything that you do, it must be done. As the scripture think record us, we are spectacles. That is, people look on us. What Jesus said? You are the what? Salt of the earth, isn't that? What? You are the light of the world. We're to live in such a way that our lifestyle will bring people to the Lord. Amen? Amen? Now, I won't go into all the scripture. What about praying and fasting? Could we work for the Lord by praying and fasting? Some of us are not good articulating words. But could we work for the Lord just by praying and being in a successful prayer? I shared the story with David Bernard, how he went among the Indians and how he prayed and how many people come to know the Lord. How about giving? Can you give to the Lord and work for Him? Come on, can you give to the Lord and work for Him?
Yes.
Yes. All of you who give your tithes and offering, the way tithes and offering represent, it represents your ability. It represents your strength. It represents your time. And every time you give an offering to the Lord, whatever it is, right? You're working for the Lord. Aren't you glad about that?
Yeah.
God got several ways that you can work for Him. How about giving out tracts and Bibles? You believe when you give out a tract that you're working for the Lord?
Yeah.
The sower went forth to sow. The tracts you're giving out. And some of the seed fell on what? Good ground. Amen?
Amen.
What about sharing your testimony? Could you share your testimony and work for the Lord? Remember, lead you God saved? With the Lord, tell him, go home to your friends. Think this way, he told him, and tell him what good thing the Lord have done for you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What about playing an instrument? Can you play an instrument and work for the Lord?
Yeah.
Remember, David played an instrument, and whatever spirit been and Saul, it departed. What about singing? Can you sing and work for the Lord?
Yeah.
Now, singing is a very, very powerful tool that God has given us to work for God. I said, singing is a very, very powerful. Those whom God blessed with the talent to sing, that's a blessed gift. Now, when Michael Jackson, when he was alive and he went in the concert, did he have a lot of people?
Yeah.
Did he have a lot of people?
Yeah.
See what the power of singing? And like those people used to be coming under demonic influence. My God! My God! Then they faint. Huh?
Yeah.
Under demonic influence. Like he had something in some magnetism in him or some demonic thing in these people and whatever. Power of singing. And so when we are singing for the Lord, the anointing is supposed to fall for people, and what they get in the false sin, they're supposed to get in the spiritual realm. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
So singing is a powerful thing. Now remember when Paul and Silas was in prison, what they did? They prayed and one sang. When they sang praises, what happened? The chains fall off? Did the prison door open?
Yeah.
Now when you're singing, and thank God for all those in the worship and whatever you're singing, people could be helped just by you singing there. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Singing. I was listening to a story was told. A boy who used, like, used to maybe to ask and a rap, you know, whatever. And a hymn was being aired, right? A hymn was being aired on one radio station. And the boy listens to the hymn and him speak to him, right? And he gave his heart to the Lord and God saved. Amen? Something you sing a song and you don't know how the power that is behind that song, touching people's hearts and things happening. People getting saved and healed, being drawn close to the Lord. So how about writing? Could you write and work for the Lord? Paul the Apostle, he wrote what? Romans, 4 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. He's writing Are we still being blessed by his writing today?
Yeah.
All right, let me still have time to tell this story. A man was in death row. A little girl who was, I think she was in hospital, sick. She wanted to minister. She wanted to witness to this man. She wrote a letter to tell the man about the Lord or whatever. And she sent to this man who was on death row. Death row means that he would have been killed. Now when the man collect the letter, he wrapped it up like, you know, he just... But then he said, he think back, he said, who was so concerned about me to write me a letter? He didn't know that he would have written it around. Well, I'm also, I'm paraphrasing it now. He took up the letter and read it. When he read it, the man gave his heart to the Lord. The man got saved through that letter. And he began to witness, I think, 39 people he went to the Lord. After he got saved in prison, he taught 39 people. And he had one request. You know, just give you a request like before they execute or whatever they have to do. I put you in the electric chair or whatever. So he said, this request, I want to go reach out to the girl who sent that letter. She was sick, you know. I want to read that girl because through that girl letter, he got saved, I think, 39 other people. He went and lay hands upon she, and the girl got healed. Mm. The girl got healed.
Amen.
So before he came off the scene, one little girl let up, did something. Another one, as I'm on this, another girl, a little girl wanted to work for Jesus. And all the money, I think she had died way back in Canada, was a penny, or two pennies. So what she did? A missionary, somebody was going to Africa, she said, you know what? I want to give this for the work of the Lord. Now sometimes, some people might say, not penny, you don't pay. People keep you paying. But no, the man took it, and like he was going to Africa, and when he took it, He buy a track with this pen, right? And he gave it to one of them person, I'm paraphrasing here. He gave it to a person in Africa who was, a chief. The man took this track and he wants to know what is in this track. What? Because he couldn't read it. Apparently it was in English. So he took it to somebody and the person interpreted this track. They gave him a translation for this track. The man gave his heart to the Lord. And because of him, a whole tribe, because remember when you're the chief, right? Your tribe would kind of listen to you. I think the whole tribe was affected because a girl gives you a little, she gives you a penny to the Lord. Amen? Amen? How many pennies have you not given to the Lord? Every time you give a dollar, every time you give a whatever you give, whatever money you give to the Lord, when the Lord gives out reward, you're going to get reward because your money represents your time, your energy. And when you give that, you give it to the Lord. Amen? Amen? What about tracts? When you give out tracts? A man used to give out tracts. He'd stand up at a corner giving out tracts. Up to now, I had some tracts I was giving out. I started, now time they come, try to give out tracts then. So, after a period of time, like you get discouraged. He said, man, this tract ain't working. You know, tract and nobody can get no help or nothing. So you had to think on a boat. And you got to give out the tracts. He was continuing to give out. No, another man got saved, and the man started giving out tracts. He was on the boat. So the man who should give out tracts, he said, you know something? Like this tract thing won't work. You know, nobody needs to give out tracts. You're so happy. Nobody gave out. Then the man who was giving out this tract, he said, you know what? They had somebody who should give out tracts on such a corner, right? And like he named the place. Such a corner, people said, this man should give out tracts. No, he began to think back. He said, this man give me a track. And I take this track away and told him the Lord that stormed me from the mountain and the track and got saved. He said, the car now. He said, I investigate. He was the man that gave the man a track that was giving out track now. So sometimes you don't know what the Lord is doing, right?
Yes, yes.
I said, you don't know. Everyone has tracked. Some through my choice, some fall by the way. But listen, every time you give out a track, the possibility somebody could read that track and they could get saved. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? What about bringing people to church?
Yeah.
So that they can hear the gospel and get saved. Many of you might be able to preach and teach, but you can bring somebody to church. Amen?
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 Amen.
Then you have other methods like the drama and like preaching and teaching, and you got CDs and them kind of thing. Now, do you know a ministry that God has given to every one of us? It's a ministry of helps. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord, ministry of help. Now, What do you think will be the result? All right, let me just wrap it up here now. When you work for the Lord, what will be the result? How many of you like to be commended? Now here, when you work for the Lord, you will hear this from the Lord. Well done, thou what? Good. And isn't that a commendation? The man was faithful and God said, this is the first thing that happened. Now all of you are working for the Lord and people are seeing whatever you're doing. God, I believe, is commending you right now. Amen? He's saying, leave my daughter alone. Leave my son alone. They're doing what they're doing is unto me, and I commend them for it. People mightn't commend you, but they're commending you. Amen? You're glad about that?
Yeah.
Secondly, the Lord will promote you. What the Lord said, take the talent. Remember there was one man that he was playing lazy? He took his God talent. He took the Lord and the scripture said, at the buried, he hide the Lord talent. He said, take the talent away from the man. He's lazy, so to speak. He's a wicked man. And he gave to the man that had 10, right?
Amen?
In other words, and he said, you were faithful over a little, and I'll make you faithful over much now, right?
Yeah.
And God will promote you. I can remember when I started, let me get this quickly. When I started in the church, because I didn't used to go to schools, I didn't have very much education, to be honest, right? I got to GC and CP and all that kind of whatever they had. The only thing I have is a board certificate. Praise the Lord, amen? Thank God for one of you. The only certificate I have.
Two more certificates.
One was round and one was great. Anyhow, that's all I had. But I want to do something for the Lord. So what I used to do? Listen, do you know I used to sweep? I know to sweep church. I used to sweep the church.
Amen.
You know, be tight little.
Yeah.
Yes? I used to do that. So I do this unto the Lord. If you be faithful in what? Little thing. Lord will make you faithful in much.
Yeah. Amen.
So before church, you don't brush on, sweep up and do what you got to do. I have some people who do that now. Maybe some young people are saying, that's not my job. That's my job. If you learn to be what? Faithful in little things, God will make you faithful over much. So I start picking up children from the Sunday school. I wasn't very educated. I used to pick up people in the Sunday school. Island. Come as you are, Sunday school. They come just as you are. They come without shorts, some of them. Some of them come and when they come to Sunday school, they start to be a bottom house. At one time I had 50 something. I think about 50 children in the Sunday school. One person, one teacher to 50 children. They'll fight the laws in some schools. But I started out there. Eventually, I become the superintendent of the Sunday school. If you be little, if you be faithful, what? And little thing, God will make you faithful much. Amen?
Amen.
Work along, until you become the Christ ambassador leader. Work. They gave me a way called a preacher license. Working from there, I got exhorted, I got license, and I became an ordained minister.
Amen.
Now, it started when we sweeping up, amen? The Lord saw you faithful in what? Little things? He make you faithful over much thing. Amen?
Amen?
You see, house meeting and going all over the place, doing all I can for the Lord. Until I began to do evangelistic work. But the evangelists in America, people used to ask me, with Assembly of God, used to be all over the country. SCQ one, and Linden, and Barbies, all over the place. When 90-something place, I preaching again. But I have to be faithful, what?
In little thing.
When they got tent meeting, they got crusade. Oh, they are so passing my time. Evangelists. All over the place. A place in Kauai, have you ever Kauai Island? You don't mean how that cow put it, right? Just in Kauai. Huh? Preaching the gospel. And I used to like it. That was priority for me, evangelism. But the Lord said, all right, you were faithful, listen, I'll make you pastor now. This is the third church I'm pastoring. Hallelujah. Then the Lord said, I'm going to move you forward, you're going to be a teacher now. And I taught in the Assembly of God Bible School Institute. And you can't get in there anyhow. They have to ask you to teach in there, amen? I taught in that institute. So the point I'm trying to make for all of us here now, if you be faithful in what? Little things. God will make you, whatever little God will do for the Lord. Some people like, they can't work for the Lord unless it be in a top position, you know. You're ready yet. I say you're ready yet. When Moses believed he could have delivered the children of Israel. Amen.
Yeah.
and you kill a man, God said, you're ready yet. God, I got 40 years in the wilderness. Hold on, you're ready yet. And when God ready for you, what he said, I got the man of eloquent speech. I'm not going to, now we're ready for you. When you become, when Moses maybe thought he was something, he couldn't have done nothing for you, Lord. When you come to the realization that he was nothing, God said, now ready for you. You got to come to your place, Lord, I'm nothing, Lord. I'm nothing, Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So, you'll be promoted. Thirdly, so the Lord will what? The Lord, you work for the Lord. When you work for the Lord and you work faithfully, He will commend you. He will promote you and He will bless you.
Amen.
In this life, He said, if you give up for me and the gospel, I'm going to bless you what? 100-fold.
Hallelujah.
I said 100-fold.
Hallelujah.
My parents had land. I didn't have no land. The Lord's going to bless you with what? Lands. Amen?
Amen.
So God blesses with lands. Hallelujah. And we had a house when we were about me age of about 50 years, so we had to repair. But still, thank God, it's still a house. Amen. I said, thank God, it's still a house. Amen. And like, it's looking good now. The Lord bless with a house and furniture and whatever. But all be to what? To the glory of God. He's going to bless you in this life here. What about the life to come? Would you be blessed in the life to come? Lay not up for yourself for a treasure upon earth, where moth and rot not corrupt, but lay for yourself treasure here in heaven. Where neither moth nor rot not corrupt, and where things do not betray nor steal, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen?
Amen.
So the greatest blessing is yet to come. I say the greatest blessing is yet to come when we get to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
I say when we get to heaven, just one glimpse of Him in glory. With all the talk. So all of you are toiling for the Lord and living for the Lord now. I'm not sure nobody here in there as long as I am. This year here, I'm thinking about June 1, that it'll be 50 years that I've been serving the Lord. Living for the Lord and working for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
50 years. I used to go to a place with everybody in Darmshala. In Guyana. I used to go there and minister. Yep. What I'm trying to say, that God is not unjust to forget your what? Labor of love.
Amen.
All of you are living for the Lord and living to please God and work for to please God and doing your best. It's just a matter of time, brother, sister. I say it's just a matter of time. God will bless you, and He will not only bless you, but He'll what? Make you a blessing. So if you don't want to work with me, I ain't got time for the church. I'm not working for the Lord. So you will have no commendation from me, Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You will have no promotion from me, Lord. And you will have no blessing in this life. God will not be able to bless you. He's supposed to bless you because material thing is just a part. But what about peace and joy, satisfaction and fulfillment? Amen.
Amen.
How will have a wonderful family that love you and you love them? Huh? You can't buy those things. Amen. God's able to help. Praise the Lord. But when you get to heaven, praise the Lord. There is more blessing in store for you. So, brother, sister, don't let us be discouraged. Well, how do I put it? Be not weary in what? Help me. In well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. There's not time to faint. There's time to fight on and to move on. So, I know for my own life that God will see you through. That's why I tell people over, I tell my family back home, say, two things, because I know it worked for me. If it worked for me, it worked for anybody. That's kind of where it came from. Live to please God, work to please God. I tell this church over and over and over, hear me tell you what? Live to please God, work to please God. God will work it out for you.
Amen.
I said, God will work it out for you. That's if you give up. And you mentioned a whole set of things of giving up for me and the gospel, Satan. God bless you 100-fold this time. In the life to come, eternal life. Amen. God can provide job for you when nobody else is in job, you'll get job. God can bless you when nobody else, when people are not being blessed, you're going to be blessed. Amen. He's going to take care of you. Because why? You put Him first in your life. How do I put it? Seek you up. First the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I want to encourage you now. He said, talk to you today. I want to encourage you because I've experienced it. This is not only theory. This is experience. I've experienced when a person make this, when they make it, they go to life and say, God, I'm going to live to please you and work to please you. just a matter of time. Amen. Sometimes I have to go through the storms, but God can bring me out of it. Amen.
Amen.
And bring me out of it victoriously too.
Amen.
Amen. He can bring me out of it. You keep on what? Living to please God? Keep on. So we have an opportunity to work for God, brethren. Let's do whatever little we can do. Amen. And say, Lord, you see what I'm doing here? I'm doing it as unto you. Amen. Let's pray. Praise God. Glory to God. I say, glory to God.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this